Good morning, good morning, good morning, Reset family. It is day 38. We've got two more days to go. I greet you all as always. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always is alone, is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. I pray that you awaken this Friday morning with the joy of the Lord, knowing that we made it through another day of consecrated and intense prayer and fasting. I'm in a place where my fast is drinking water all day long and then having a small piece of fish in the evenings and telling you, and I'm telling you, drinking water all day leaves me with headaches and hunger. And someone asked yesterday, well, Pastor, how do you control your attitude? How do you not get angry with people? Listen, when you know what the cause is, you ought to be able to control it. So in meetings yesterday, putting the final touches on Sunday's service, when I felt a little tense or impatient or a little grumpy, I had to remind myself, speak to myself that, Kenneth, this is happening because you're fasting. Don't allow that to be a justified reason to be ugly and evil. How hypocritical is it that your theme is living out love, living out loving out loud, and we would be ugly towards people because we're fasting? That doesn't honor God. The part of the way we discipline ourselves is not only in what we eat, but how we respond to people when we are hungry, when we are feeling the pain. That is a great discipline of a disciple. That we never excuse bad behavior to others because of what we're doing with the Lord. The Lord has called us to love. And so every time I feel that hunger coming on, or that attitude, or that headache, I find myself in prayer. Lord, get me through. Lord, don't let me blow up in this meeting. Lord, keep a smile on my face. Lord, let everyone around know that we're still filled with the joy and the love of Jesus Christ. I'm encouraging you to do the same as we continue on this journey. We're almost there. We've got two more days to go. My brother, my sister, you could do anything for 2 days. If God gives you the grace and the strength to live in them, you can do anything for 2 days. Finish strong. I pray that as we're coming to the end of this seek, this fast reset, that you're beginning to think about what life is going to be like afterwards. That Sunday is not just a day of rejoicing because you get to eat or watch television or drink coffee, but even more so celebrating a celebration of a new way of life. What's life going to be like for you on day 41? Who's coming out on the other side of the sea? Where? What's the before and the after of your life come Monday morning? Well, as we're thinking about the Holy Spirit's work on us through prayer and fasting, I want to remind you of the words Jesus spoke to us. In the book of Acts, as he's getting ready to depart, as he's getting ready to leave, as it's coming to an end, he says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts chapter 1, verse 8 reminds us that after we become witnesses, remember that after we become witnesses, after the Holy Spirit has done his work, after you've consecrated yourself in prayer and fasting, after you've allowed yourself to surrender to the will of God, after you've discerned the voice of God, that all of that is not simply made to make you a better person and put you in a better place and to remove all your questions with God. It's also meant to put you in a place where you are a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is one of the fundamental purposes of the Holy Spirit. It's not just to make us talk in tongues or to be able to pray or to worship or to serve in the kingdom, but to bear witness of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you a difficult question before we go to prayer this morning. When was the last time you intentionally introduced someone to Jesus Christ? I want you to sit with that for a moment. When is the last time you introduced someone to Jesus? I'm not asking when was the last time you invited someone to church. I'm not asking when the last time is you prayed over someone with him, but when was the last time you were a witness of Jesus Christ? I once read a book by Leonard Sweet, who said, "How many of us will be Christian if the requirement for being a Christian was that you had to tattoo on your forehead?" I know that sounds extreme, but get the point he's making. How many of us would be Christian if the requirement was that everywhere we went, everyone knew you are a follower of Jesus Christ? How often have we embraced an anonymous discipleship? How often have we told ourselves it's better just to keep quiet? How often have we missed an opportunity to speak the name of Jesus out of our mouths? How often have we missed those moments? Gracious Lord and Father God, on this 38th day of our reset journey, I want to thank you for the brand new mercies that touched us this morning. And gracious Lord and Father God, for the abundance of your sufficient grace that is prepared for us, whatever this Friday may bring. Lord, it's day 38. And when we began this some 37 days ago, never in our minds could we have imagined that we would make it this far. 40 looks so far away. And yet here we are, almost at the finish line. And gracious loving Father God, I just want to say thank you today. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for the peace. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to seek and know that your hand is at work. What a glorious place to be in life when you can discern where God is moving and working and shifting and touching and speaking. God, that you are no longer hidden from us because of our distancing and our estrangement. But in your invitation to seek, in your invitation to reset, we've come to find you, O Lord. You've been faithful to your word, as you always are, that when we seek you, we will find you. And today, my brother, today, my sister, I want you to join in with me in rejoicing that you've made God, that you've seen God move, you've heard God speak, you have felt the Holy Spirit push and strengthen you through temptations, and your life will never be the same. Gracious Lord and Father God, we're coming to the end of this journey, but not the end of our walk with you. I pray today, O Lord, that you would give us discernment on how our lives are changing for the better. And gracious Lord and Father God, what are we called to be and do differently? As day 41 will come, that when Monday comes, Lord, how are we different than when we began this back in March? Gracious Lord and Father God, reveal to us the work you're doing, reveal to us the changes you're making, show us the before and the after, Lord, because what I don't want to do is go back to the space where everything occupies a priority in my life but you. What I don't want to do is go back to the space where my flesh controls my spirit. What I don't want to do, Lord, is to go back to the space where I pray for 5 seconds and get up and move, but never sit and listen to you speak back to me. Gracious loving Father God, change us. Change us, O God. Change us and grant us the power to be a witness of Jesus Christ in all the earth. We accept and acknowledge that our assignment, gracious loving Father God, our commission is to live our lives with a bold faith out loud that encourages others to trust in Jesus Christ. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray today that you remove any fear of us speaking the name of Jesus. Listen, beloved, evil has no fear of speaking its language. Evil will call you out by your name. Evil will threaten you. Evil shows itself proud, a proud peacock shows us with proud peacock feathers. And I just believe that God is creating a bold witness in us that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if evil can speak its language, if evil can rise up and show itself, how much more should we rise up and show the love of Jesus? Proclaim the power of the blood of the Lamb. God created us, that boldness and that witness that is not ashamed. Gracious Loving Father God, that our lives may point others to the very same thing that saved us. Your love, Lord, your grace, Lord, and the redeeming sacrificial love, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to know today that to be a witness does not mean you have to have a PhD in theology. You don't have to be able to answer every question someone has about God. You don't have to be able to answer every inconsistency someone thinks they found in the Bible. No, what you got to do is be able to say day that the Lord has done for you, and God has done too much for each and every one of us with indisputable evidence that I know I'm a witness. I can tell you, I prayed and the Lord answered. I can tell you, God has done an amazing work and I trust in the Lord. So family, be a bold witness. And gracious Lord and Father God, grant us the stewardship of our witness to remind ourselves that we should not live a life of contradictions, our ability to share Christ with someone, beloved. If you're like me, you know that there's some times in life when you have not shared Christ because you know the person you were going to talk to would have called you a hypocrite. They would have called you out because your life did not match your message. That's hard to tell people to come to church on Sunday when you're out late drinking and doing things on Saturday with them. That's a hard group to witness to. Lord, make us stewards of our witness. Remind us, oh Lord, that there are things and places that, although it's lawful, it's not expedient. There's nothing simple with having a glass of wine, but Paul says if having a glass of wine will cause someone else to stumble, then you should not do it in their presence. That there's nothing wrong with going to a party, but if being at that party will lead someone to believe that they can't be that salvation doesn't change you, then maybe you shouldn't be there. Lord, make us a good steward of our witness. That we on the other side of this fast may be those who boldly and unashamedly live out our lives, live out love out loud with the love of Jesus Christ, naming Jesus in our mouths, leading people to salvation, sharing with them that if you wouldn't accept and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, you will be saved. This is the formula for salvation. Now, thank you, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for the opportunity we have on this 38th day to love out loud, to live out the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this journey. Thank you, O Lord, for the thousands of brothers and sisters in Christ who are joining in with us. So today, trust and believe you are not in this alone, that through the power of prayer and fasting and partnership with others, we're going to make it to the final finish, to the finish line, to the glory of God. Gracious Lord and Father God, give us strength today that we may be your witness. This is our prayer on this 38th day as we continue to seek your face, as we continue to seek your voice, and as we continue to seek your will. And all the redeemed of the Lord who were seeking the Lord said amen, amen, and amen. Beloveds, this is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I'm excited for this 38th day. I'm excited to know that we are coming up on the finish line. God is doing a great work in you. And remember, he who has begun it will complete it. You all have a blessed day. We'll be back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And as always, if you want to listen to the prayer again, it'll be posted within the next hour. This is Pastor Hawley. Love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day, everyone.